This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. The NBA is in full swing, and college basketball is in March Madness. The tournament is here, and so is the $100,000 Bracket Madness contest. It's BetOnline is the place for all your bracketology needs. It has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets. Go to the site today and use your mobile device to sign up and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook expert. From rare dead stock to the latest release, you can find the exact sneaker you're looking for on eBay. As the original sneaker marketplace, eBay is the place to go to cop the pair you've been eyeing. In partnership with eBay, Armchair Man will be raffling off 4 custom-made sneakers. Each purchase you make before March 31st through ebay.com/sneakers will enter you in a drawing for one-on-one pair of Air Force One low tops. Just send a screenshot of your purchase to @ArmchairMia on Twitter and Instagram. eBay sneakers, hey, they got the authenticity guarantee where sneakers you buy, they get inspected, so you're not buying, you know, any cheap knockoffs. And it's also free to sell sneakers as long as you're more than $100. And while other sites take, you know, 25%, selling on eBay, you're getting more money to buy more sneakers. So head there today and check it out. All right, guys, welcome to another Pit Panther Rants, another Sports Rants podcast. Brought to you by Armchair Media, which will soon be called the Sports Drink. We're changing platforms, actually names. Sorry if you're hearing that, you know, me sitting on the phone now. Well, March Madness is here. And I didn't really do I really didn't do much of a March Madness preview because, you know what, I really haven't watched much college basketball this year. And, excuse me, I have to position my phone because it keeps sliding off. I really didn't watch much college basketball, and the preview I gave was pretty bad because, well, I was hammered off. I was outside on the patio drinking wine, smoking cigars. And I was pretty hammered. I mean, that I bought, you know, I was gonna buy like a $45 bottle of wine, red wine. And I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, I'm about to head to go buy this wine. And I stop and I see Snoop Dogg on a cover of a wine bottle. And I said, Snoop Dogg has his own wine? No. Well, I bought it. I figured, you know what, why chuck $40 on some wine when I can buy just an $11 bottle? And I'll tell you what, his wine is really good. I was hammered off of it. And I tried the podcast, and to be honest with you, it sounded horrible. I was like slurring my speech. I was tired. I needed a nap. But yeah, my kids were away for the week with her mom, with her family. So I got to experience my first new holiday as a bachelor. And it was pretty good. I mean, I sat on the patio, smoked cigars, and, you know, I got up and, you know, I worked. I mean, I had to do that still, but it wasn't too bad. I mean, it's funny because there was so much stuff I wanted to do. And I just didn't feel like doing it. I was like, I'm just gonna lay on the couch and not do shit all week. But as far as in the world of Pitt, well, we had another player leave the program. Gerald Drumgoole left. So Pitts, you know, they're kind of hurting. I mean, Terrell Brown left as well. And I don't, you know, Terrell Brown, you know, he had one hell of a career at Pitt. I mean, it was a pretty interesting one. I mean, what he sat through, but, I mean, the Dixon era, the Stallings era, I mean, it was a pretty, you know. But I wish him the best. And on top of that, over the weekend, Pitt Wrestling had an awesome weekend. I mean, they obviously didn't have the final that they wanted, but Jake Wenzel and Nino Bonacorsi, they both went to the finals. Other events, I mean, good for them. I mean, good for Pitt Wrestling. I mean, they had a really good. They had one of their best finishes. I mean, they finished 11th. Iowa obviously cleaned house, but I give a lot of props to Pitt Wrestling. I mean, they had a hell of a run, and yeah. Pitt Baseball right now is number 18. They're in the top 25. I mean, they beat Virginia over the weekend. Pitt Women's Volleyball rolled over Duke. Actually, it was a 5-set win. It should be 2 drama. So, a lot of good things happening with Pitt Athletic Sports. I mean, let's also not forget about Pitt Soccer. They're 10-2 overall, and they're in the top 25 as well. I mean, they had an overtime win over Duke on Friday. I mean, there's a lot of good things happening with football. Well, at least with the Olympic sports, but can't say much about the our major sports. You know, I mean, Lance White obviously has a lot of work ahead of him. I'm thinking he gets in another year. Same with Jeff Capel. He's got a long way to go. I don't know. He's been here 4 years. I mean, I'm not sure how long you give him. And we'll see what happens with Pannarduzzi and Pitt next year. I mean, Kenny Pickett's coming back, so he's not going to have so much of a disastrous season. Because without Kenny, you know, he'd be pretty much be screwed at this point. But looking at March Madness, let's see. Syracuse did its usual, they're going to face Houston in the Sweet 16, and I'm not sure how that's going to work out for, Rutgers, so Houston barely got past Rutgers, and now they got to face Syracuse in the 2-3 zone, which, you know, they'll fucking do it again. Syracuse will just ruin brackets with that 2-3 zone. I'm not sure how, but then they got, in the same bracket, you got Loyola Chicago facing Oregon State. And, you know, people say, you know, Loyola Chicago should not have gotten the eight seed, and Illinois got screwed. Well, here's the thing. When you're a one seed, you're expected to win your games. So if Illinois got a one seed and they have to face Loyola Chicago, then guess what? They have to beat them. That's what happened to Pitt. I mean, Pitt was a one seed. They had to face 8 seed Bradley in the second round. Butler. Butler went to the finals the year before. We knew it was going to be a tough game, but you know what? Pitt was a one seed. They had to win it, and guess what? They almost did win it, and they fucking blew it. Let's see. Now this is the Midwest bracket we're talking about. A South bracket. Baylor and Villanova will play. Arkansas and Oral Roberts will play. So, I don't know. I like Jay Wright. And I think in this case, you gotta go with Jay Wright being Baylor. Arkansas or Roberts, I'm not sure about this one. This one's gonna be a tough one because both these guys have not had easy roads to the Sweet 16. Arkansas blew out Colgate and they beat Texas Tech by 2. Oral Roberts had to face Ohio State in Florida, and now they get Arkansas. I don't know. I think Oral Roberts, I think their magic runs out. It'd be cool to see him go to Elite Eight, though. But on the other side of the bracket, I mean, you got Gonzaga and Oklahoma playing yet, Creighton, Ohio, USC and Kansas. That'll be an interesting one. Kansas, you know, played a really good Eastern Washington team. You got Oregon and Iowa. Well, actually, yeah, because Oregon and BC never happened because of what, you know, because of COVID. That's the thing about this tournament is you're going to be thrown in different directions because of COVID. One team may be without certain players because of COVID, or you may have one game that's freaking no contest because of COVID. And it sucks for VCU because, you know, they worked hard to get here, and then when they get here, well, they can't even play because, you know, it's run rampant. Michigan LSU should be an interesting one. I'm not sure about Michigan, though. You know, tournament's a little different from the regular season. Colorado FSU, UCLA, and Abilene Christian. I'm not sure if Shaka survives, but you know what? At least he's getting them in the tournament. That's all I can say. At least he's getting them there. Because Tom Herman had tons of hype, and they canned him. I mean, he was barely here. I mean, Chris Dalconi is he is the AD at Texas. And he's the same person who brought... He was the AD at TCU when Jamie Dixon was over there. I mean, they've had a close connection. Jamie got Dalconi to consider moving his program to the Big East for football and basketball. Actually, all sports, which they did. Then the Big East evaporated. And TCU got into the Big 12. You know, they did a hell of a job with that. I mean, they actually, you know... And it's been a good thing for them. But I don't see if they fire Shaka, I don't see Dalconi being able to sell them on Jamie Dixon. Not after what's been going on at TCU. I mean, last year they didn't make the tournament last year. They didn't have that great of a season. This year, they had Jimmy Dixon had his first losing season ever. He's lost an entire recruiting class already. He's had to rebuild again. And yeah, things just aren't going his way right now. At all. I mean, he tried to leave TCU. I think that was that last, no, was it this past, it was the year before, I think 2019 he tried to leave. And TC wouldn't budge on their buyout. And what happened there was TC just replaced their AD because Dalconi left, and the AD obviously needed a basketball coach, and he was not going to budge. I mean, he needs, he had to keep it in place. And that's what he did. UCLA opts for Mick Cronin instead. I'm pouring my coffee now. But I hope you guys all had a great school. For a lot of you, if you had spring break this week, I hope you enjoyed it. Or if not, I mean, it's kind of weird. Because growing up, spring break always revolved around Easter. And whereas down here in Texas, ever since I've been down here, Easter is a separate entity. And you have spring break, middle of March. Doesn't matter what school you're at, it's middle of March. And whereas in Pittsburgh, it was always the same week as Easter. I don't get it, you guys. I don't. Maybe because the Catholic religion is not a big, I don't know. Religion is just a lot different down here, I think. I mean, you know, I sat one of these churches down here, and I just remember the American flag being in the middle of the where the priest preaches, or whoever minister, whoever the guy is, they call him, and the cross, the crucifix, it was all to the left hand side. And I'm like, wow. I was like, they got the flag and they got the thing up to the side. So I guess maybe they don't, you know, I don't know. Maybe patriotism's, maybe it's patriotism's a primary thing here. Whereas, you know, religion's a secondary thing. I don't know. It's a bit weird. I mean, everywhere you go, there's going to be Texas flags. So, whatever. Now, going around the local sports scene, Juju Smith-Schuster re-signs with the Steelers for 1 year. And it just, that whole thing was funny because we all thought he was gone. I mean, I even thought he was gone. And well, look what happened. I mean, he re-signed, and of course, now they're saying, oh, the market wasn't there. He wasn't going to get the money. That's why he came back. It's not about loyalty. Well, I mean, he's back. I mean, well, supposedly the salary cap is going to go up next year. So, if anything, Juju's going to take a gamble on himself and try to have another good year. I'm not sure how he's going to be with Ben, but I'm not sure how Ben's going to go. I think Juju had a really good year this past year, but it wasn't, I mean, statistically it was really good. But it wasn't life-changing, it wasn't game-breaking. At all. But it was still a good year. But it wasn't enough for him to command a really big salary. I mean, don't forget the year before, he didn't have that great of a season. This year, he had a decent one, but he also had, you know, he's got two receivers he's dealing with now, and these guys are pretty much passing him up on the chart as well. But, I mean, is Juju Smith-Schuster a bad receiver? No, he's not at all. You take him any day. He's a good player. It's just he's not going to get the money that I think that he was expecting. You know, there's this picture floating around about the guy from Loyola Chicago. He looks like big dude, like he's in his 40s. You know, when I played JV basketball for the Pittsburgh Catholic Dioceses, you know, that whole league they had, that Catholic league. I swear there was guys we played against. They were just taller and bigger. I mean, they were JV, but they were freaking way bigger and way taller than us. I could never understand it. Maybe it's because we were a smaller school. I don't know. I mean, what I do know is we had, at one point, our church was like half the floor. And then, and then we got a new church, which was it turned out to be a separate building eventually. But our gym was like a freaking, it was one part of the cafeteria. I mean, you had tables and then you had the gym part. Yeah. Oh, the Eagles are bringing Joe Flacco for a talk. Well, that should be fun. I'm just going through the whole thing here, you guys. But other than that, there's not much, you know, as far as the free agency goes. I mean, the Steelers really haven't, there's not much else they can do. And, well, I'm not sure how it's going to go. I mean, people ask me how New England was going to be signing all these big players. But their quarterback is Cam Newton still. And unless Cam Newton is able to drink the same potion that Tom Brady was sipping on, where he gains all of his youth back. I mean, it's not going to, you know, and at the end of the day, it's still, you know, it's, you know, he's still Cam Newton. I mean, he's not an accurate quarterback. He hasn't been for a while. I mean, he was on one season. He was on par to be really good, and then T.J. Watt's shoulder went into him, and that was about it. His helmet went to his shoulder, I think is what happened. Yeah, that's what I remember. But yeah, there's just not much else going on. I mean, but let me take a minute to talk to you guys about BetOnline. The NCAA tournament's in full effect, as you know. We got the NBA and also the $100,000 Bracket Madness contest. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets. It's free to sign up. Head there now, BetOnline.ag. Use your mobile device, sign up, and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Or not. I know you got your stimulus, you guys. Head to the eBay sneakers. Armchair Media, they're raffling off 4 custom-made sneakers. Each purchase you make before March 31st through ebay.com/sneakers will enter you in a drawing for 1 of 1 pair of Air Force 1 low tops. Just send a screenshot of your purchase to @ArmchairMedia on Twitter or Instagram. And also, eBay's got the authenticity guarantee. They're going to make sure your sneaker's not from some, you know, knockoff or some scam artist. And it's free to sell the sneakers as long as it's $100 bucks or more. Well, some places, they take 25%. You're going to get extra money in your pocket to buy more sneakers. Well, guys, I'm going to end it here. Oh, you know what? We got one more thing to talk about. Let's talk about Deshaun Watson. Now, as you know, Deshaun Watson, he's been trying to get out of Houston. He once traded. I'm not sure what Houston's trying to do at this point, and I don't think they'll be able to do anything now with him. Because a certain lawyer by the name of Tony Busby is bringing he's bringing all these lawsuits against Deshaun Watson now, and it's up to, I think, 22 women, different women. I mean, as one person said, if this keeps up, we're gonna have to have a March Madness bracket of all the women he's been with. I'm not sure what happened here. There are people that are saying that the Texans are trying to sabotage him because he once traded. I don't think they're trying to do that. Because here's the thing. If they're bringing all this out, all they're really doing is driving down his trade value where it's at the point where they can't even give him away at this point. I mean, well, some team's going to take him because he's really good, and they'll deal with this type of whatever's going on here with the lawsuits and whatnot. They'll deal with it. But I think there's a lot more. I think this is just the beginning of it. I'm not sure what's going to happen. But I don't think this was intentional by the Texans to do this. The Texans have been trying to keep Deshaun Watson. But I don't think they would use this whole bunch of stuff to keep him. Because they can't keep him now. I mean, if this is all true, they can't keep him now. So I don't think this is all. I don't think this is telling on the Texans, but I could be wrong. It depends on, you know, what's in the dark always comes in light. But I just don't see it that way. The Texans, I guess, we're trying to keep them. But if you're going to deal a really good quarterback, you can't just give them away, and that's what people don't seem to understand about this. J.J. Watt was in the final year of his deal. They were allowed to let him go because it didn't go against the cap. They can go away, be away with him. Deshaun Watson just signed an extension. He's got 3 or 4 years. He's got 3 years left on his deal. They can't give him away. They can't release him. And people just don't seem to understand all this. Nobody does. So I'm not sure what this all means for Deshaun. I mean, as long as he's been here for the Texans, he's been a hard worker. I mean, he's done a whole bunch of stuff for the community. He's, but I don't know. I don't know what. I mean, the thing is that the Texans knew about this all along, and they just soundness. They squashed it. I don't know. Or did they not know about any of this? Nobody knows. But it's a mess now. It's a total mess, and I'm not sure. I mean, we're going to have to just sit and wait this out to see what comes out, because I'm not sure what's true and what's not true. I mean, by all means, I hope none of this happened with him and these women. None of it did, and it, you know, I'm just hoping nobody got harmed in any way. I mean, that's what you hope for. But it just, I don't know. It's all too weird to me. What happened here? But anyways, guys, I'll end it here. Have a great week. Held a pit and enjoy some of these tournament games, because you know what? This is March.